Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer. Today I'm going to be talking to you about how to grow together, not apart, when children are born. I'm currently working with a couple in the US who are struggling to communicate and connect. They, like many couples, thought that when their baby was born, they would be closer than ever. Instead, 18 months later, they feel frustrated with one another and like they are drifting apart. Sadly, this is a common occurrence. In fact, the highest risk of divorce is when children are between 1 to 5 years old. I've outlined some of the most common problems in this episode and some tips to address them, gained from my experience in my relationship practice, from other marriage experts, and also from the experience I have working with people, supporting them through the divorcing process. So I'm going to be sharing with you strategies to strengthen your relationship if you're having problems in your marriage in the first 5 years of having children. So as we go through each of these problem areas, feel free to make some notes if it is relevant to you. I also put every single episode into an article and post that on my website at www.purepeacecoaching.com, so you can look there. So number one, war zone. Feeling constantly tired, zapped of energy, and always pressured by the never-ending to-do list, many find themselves extremely irritable, where they ask themselves, when did my spouse become so annoying? Often traits they used to love about their partner now bug the hell out of them. The once-loved spontaneity is now viewed as being annoyingly disorganized. The laid-back, easygoing approach to life becomes a signal of lack of care, interest, and an unwillingness to live up to responsibilities. Realize that sleep deprivation, and this is a tip, makes everything and everyone seem worse than what it is. Focus, in this case, on restoring yourself. Make sure you have time to exercise, eat well, and get in sleeps wherever you can. That's really crucial. Another thing you can do is, if you really need something, is to ask your partner for it. Expecting that they should know what you want is a recipe for disaster. Working with many husbands and wives, I find that often appreciation and affection is what both are desiring most. The man wants to be appreciated for his financial contribution to the household and how hard he is working to ensure everything is being taken care of. They crave to be admired and shown affection for this. Women also want appreciation for getting up all hours of the night, looking after the household and children's needs, giving up their job and their old lifestyle. They too desire affection that isn't connected to sex. Parenting styles. Many couples I've worked with share the same ideas about raising children. What education and environment they want them to grow up on are common things that they agree upon. But when it comes to the day-to-day, many find surprisingly that their parenting styles are completely opposite. For example, differing rules over bed and nap times, play areas, whether you give in to tantrums or stay stern, how long you allow them to sleep in your bed for, whether one cannot stand the baby crying even for a moment, and the other one believes that it needs to be allowed to just cry and then they will settle. I've seen spouses withdraw also because their know-it-all partner makes them feel inadequate, where they think, well, if I'm doing everything wrong, I may as well not do anything at all. The only way to solve this problem, and here's the tip, is to be more accepting and communicate preferences in a non-aggressive way. Remember that there's not only one way of doing things. There are many ways to hold a baby bath, a baby, or burp a baby, for instance, the more someone is stuck on having everything done the right way, the more tension it causes. Domestic chores. Household chores double after having children, and often so does the bickering. There may be, have always been, domestic things to do, but after the baby, things need to be done more urgently, increasing the pressure. Laundry has to be attended to so it doesn't stink and so you don't run out of everything. Children need to be fed or they would drive you crazy with their crying. So the tip here I take from the marriage expert Gottman in his book, The 7 Principles for Making a Marriage Work, he believes that the best way for a couple to sail through this period is to create a who does what list, listing everything out and agreeing who does what when. Others suggest having a rota and swapping roles each week. Another problem that couples face is intimacy. Many couples find intimacy happens half as often and is twice the effort, where they find that they're in love but they're just not in the mood for it, or they feel exhausted and run down, and many just feel that they choose sleep over sex. So the tip here is important to communicate from Gottman your unmet desires, as not talking about it leads to built up resentment. Another way is to plan time for intimacy. That way it can fit into your schedule and you can look forward to it. Contrary to what you may think, planning doesn't make or mean less pleasure. When you were dating, you probably knew in advance when you were going to be intimate, and those were the date nights, and the chances are you got yourself physically and mentally ready for it. Many men will put on aftershave, have a haircut, women will shave their legs, things like that. So why not do that if you have a date night planned after you've had children? As for increasing the frequency of intimacy on non-date nights, experienced parents have shared with me that they recommend making sure that their bedroom is baby-free at bedtime. That includes putting away all the toys and baby's accessories, as it won't happen if there's no space or vibe for it. Couple time is also a change that many people face after they've had children. Couple time often becomes family time after children, where you find that you are always together but no longer alone. Jumping from a twosome to a family can be challenging in some relationships, where people may miss each other as well as their independent lifestyle. So the tip here is, as difficult as it may be, you need to schedule in alone time together. Time to discuss the day-to-day stuff of who's doing what and what needs to be done, and then time for meaningful, connected conversations about each other's thoughts and feelings. By setting time aside for you, your dates won't be overtaken with baby talk, and you can share stuff that you used to, whether that's gossiping about what so-and-so's doing, whether that's talking about your daily work, whether that's talking about your dreams, hopes and expectations, holidays, the good old days, just having time to really connect and to talk to each other. You also need to schedule in time where you can do solo activities. Wanting time away is not a negative thing, it's a positive gift you can give the family when you come back refreshed and happy. The grandparents. The grandparents on the scene, and they want a lot of baby and toddler time. A UK couple I'm working with said that watching each other parent has been wonderful, but watching the in-laws take over has been soul-destroying. It wasn't the picture of parenting together they imagined. The tip here is really you need to set boundaries. Remember that you have a right to say no, no matter how generous the grandparents have been with gifts or babysitting time. Be kind but firm, stating that you are grateful but you need some time to yourselves. In this scenario, the father told his parents he thought they were being too generous with their time and they didn't want to get used to it. So he gave them set days that they could really help. Money is another area that can cause friction after children are born. Money becomes even more important after children join the family. Where one spouse gives up their job, the fear of not having enough money can cause some parents to literally freak out, especially if you add a house move with a higher mortgage or increased rent. You can't take out your anxiety on your baby, so it's often your spouse you lash out on. The tip here is to work out a plan together. Talk frankly about what you want for the family and for yourself. See if it's feasible. Agree a budget and perhaps outline what can you cut back on. Many couples leave it too late to discuss how money is becoming between them. Many feel shame at discussing, but looking at the financial facts is crucial for peace of mind and so you can make choices together. Well, I hope you found this useful today. It's a really important area. And I think really, even though we've discussed the different tips, the main tip is really about setting aside time, appreciation, affection, and communication. If you focus on those four things, relationships can really turn around no matter how you feel right now or where you are right now. If you're struggling in your marriage right now and considering getting some free support, why don't take advantage of my free Save My Marriage consultation. All you need to do to register is go to www.savemymarriageprogram.com, click on the free consultation, and you'll have access to book a 30-minute consultation with me. During the Save My Marriage consultation, this is what we'll focus on. We'll focus on creating a crystal clear vision of where you are now and where you want to be. We'll look at any challenges that you've got in connecting and becoming closer again, and we'll cover the one most important thing that you can do to put your relationship back on the right track. Sound good? All you need to do is visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com. I look forward to speaking to you. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.